Suzanne McMillan is a seminar facilitator, ordained minister, massage therapist, certified rebirther, holistic health educator, an artist, and a vortex guide specialist. She's everything you'd hope to find in Sedona residence and more. Suzanne is also proprietor of the Heart Center and Vortex Tours, a unique company geared towards guiding people to the energy centers of this unusual city. So, Suzanne, welcome to Experience Talks.
Thank you so much, Bobby. It's a pleasure to be here.
Suzanne, you run the Vortex Tours in Sedona. For the uninitiated among us, what is a vortex, first of all?
Well, basically, a vortex is a giant magnet of energy that's natural to the Mother Earth. And there are two types of vortexes. There's the masculine and feminine. And the masculine is very energizing with an electric energy, and the feminine is magnetic. And it's like mother holding you in the arms for the feminine vortex sites.
Wow, what an energy. And secondly, what happens on a vortex tour?
Well, first of all, we share with you the history, the geology, the spiritual aspects, and then we create a time for you to have reflection and experience the vortexes, their energy. So you can walk away and say, I had a vortex experience.
Suzanne, how do you know where these sites are and what their charge is?
Well, people have been coming to Sedona for thousands of years, using the energies there for their spiritual practices and for their awakening. The native peoples have come for thousands of years for their ceremony and their rituals. We've just been coming in our culture for the past 20, 30 years, and we have awakened ourselves. We notice when we walk on the sites, our intuition is heightened. Our psychic abilities are magnified. People who come on the retreats and the tours that we give will just say, I feel like I've come home. I feel like I've been here before. I feel, I'm crying. The moment I drove in and saw Bell Rock or Cathedral Rock, I started crying and I couldn't stop.
Now, I took one of your tours, and what the guy told me, he said, make sure you set good intentions. So why is it important to set good intentions in walking the vortex terrain in Sedona?
Very simply, whatever you intend expands because of the vortex energy.
Really?
So if you're sad, you get really sad. If you're happy, you get really happy. If you are confused, you get very confused. So people can use these energies by setting their intention to say, okay, if I'm feeling these energies, I'm going to move through it very quickly and come to a place of balance. So that's why we, on our tour, build in an intention meditation so that you can set your intention with your own inner wisdom and your own inner guidance so that it will carry you through whatever you're going through when you're in Sedona. And this sets the stage for you to have a spiritual awakening or a spiritual experience to forward you on your path.
There's an unusual amount of vortexes in Sedona, Arizona, right?
Yes, there are 20 within a 5 to 10 mile radius of Sedona.
20?
Mm-hmm.
On an average, 4 to 5 million people visit Sedona annually. Do you think the vortexes have something to do with that?
Oh, yes. It's like a giant magnet drawing them in, whether they know it or not.
Is it true that most people do not live in Sedona for more than 1 year or two?
This is true, unless they do three things: come from their heart, give service to people, and walk the land daily. By walking the land daily, they attune themselves with the flow of energy that is in Sedona. It's like a river of invisible energy to the naked eye, but you can feel it. So when you align with that energy, then you can work with it and you can stay.
Now, how do you know to do that if no one's told you or you've been orientated to that?
Well, because I'm a meditator and because I love to walk the land, it came to me. And that's one of the gifts that we give to people on our tours.
Okay. So you're telling people on your tours that that's what's important.
Yes. And we guide them in that.
Now, what can be said for those people who have lived in Sedona longer than 2 years, 1 or 2 years?
It means they've been giving service to people, walking the land and coming from their heart.
Okay.
It's that simple.
Suzanne, Sedona is one of the most beautiful places I've ever seen. The mountains and the earth are rich red. The landscapes are astonishing. And so what are the geologists saying about Sedona?
They're saying that it's 330 million years old. The ocean's been through Sedona 18 times in that past time of 330 million years. And the rocks are made of crystalline magnetic rock formation, which holds energy.
When you take people on vortex tours, what's their typical reaction when it's over?
The best experience of my life. Awesome. I'm coming back. Just loved it. I have been transformed. I've been healed.
We have, we're going to do some giveaways with Suzanne as well on her vortex tours. If you would like to, we're going to give away three
CDs.
Three CDs.
And two vortex tours.
And two, you guys got to take these tours. They're incredible.
Thank you, Bobby.
To win, just call us again at 818-985-5735. That's 818-985-5735. And to find out more about Suzanne McMillan and her Vortex Tours, go to our website at experiencetalks.org.